Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your closing bell brief for Wednesday, November 9th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks fell sharply today as turmoil in cryptocurrency markets spooked investors. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 647 points, or about 2%, to close at 32,514. All 11 sectors of the S&P 500 finished lower. The broad index was down about 80 points, or 2.1%, and the NASDAQ closed down 263 points, or 2.5%. A deal by crypto exchange Binance to save rival FTX crumbled today, sending shockwaves throughout more growth-oriented areas of the market. Binance announced it would walk away from the deal, saying that FTX's financial issues are, quote, beyond our control or ability to help. Crypto prices also fell. Bitcoin was down more than 14% in afternoon trading to about $16,080, and Ethereum was also down about 14%. Among individual stocks, Facebook parent Meta rose 5.2% after the company said it would cut more than 11,000 workers, or 13% of its staff. Walt Disney shares dropped 13% today after the company reported weaker-than-expected quarterly results. Shares of real estate brokerage Redfin were down 12% after the company laid off 13% of its staff and closed its home flipping unit. And a widely tracked measure in the options market jumped to the highest level since 2008, a sign that many traders are preparing for a potential steeper fall in stocks. These moves, known as put options, can be used to hedge portfolios or bet that stocks will fall further. When traders are buying more puts than calls, that can signal bearish sentiment. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.